SBS हिंदी।
We are speaking to Liam Worthington, who's the writer and director of the film One Less God. And it's a film based on the siege of the Taj Hotel in November 2008 during the Mumbai attacks. So welcome to the Hindi show, Liam.
Thank you, Kumar. It's a real pleasure to be here.
I've just told people that the film is about the three-day siege during the terror attack in Mumbai. Tell us a little more about the film and what inspired you to produce or write this film.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I guess it really begins for me when, as a young man, I traveled to Mumbai when I was 21. Was the first time I went over to India. And India for me, my father, I think, had a long love affair and deep affection for India and Indian, spiritual traditions, and I think that really flowed to myself. And I think that the wisdom of India's spiritual tradition really played a big part in shaping me as a young man, I think, as a better human being. Mm-hmm. And so I had a really strong attachment to India and to Mumbai, like a lot of people do, I think. And so when the attacks took place and that really, stopped the whole world, it seemed, and really shook everyone to their foundations, I think that had an impact on me in that way. And obviously in Australia, it resonated strongly because you had a couple of Australians who were killed inside the attacks too.
Sure.
And then I discovered that one of my close friends and colleagues who became the co-story creator with me, we realized that we both had personal friends who both lost people close to them in the attacks. And so that really shifted the gear
triggered
for us and
off.
Made absolutely.
Really the title itself is really intriguing, One Less God.
Yeah.
So why did you choose that title and what does it really mean?
Yeah, it's a great question. I always hesitate to tell people exactly what something means because I respect them and love them far too much to tell them what to think. But for me, I mean, it's a saying that's been used before in relationship to monotheisms. And of course, polytheism, Hinduism allows for many gods and for the pantheon of gods to to coexist and the different sides of our nature to be explored within those. And potentially, this is always the problem with monotheisms, is that they are exclusive. They don't allow for this collaboration in the same way. And One Less God, is within the terrorist siege itself, does explore with people of different religions, different creeds, different cultures are all thrust together inside this event. And so it really is about exploring, if it's possible for you not to believe in this God, why do you think that it's that your own God is sacrosanct? And so that's the exploration of it.
Wow, that's a beautiful explanation, no doubt. And the movie that you've directed and written is from both sides, isn't it? From the hostages' side and from the perspective of the terrorists as well?
Yes. Yeah, it is. I mean, I think that was, for me, something that was very important to do because because of our close affiliation to what took place and the Indians that I would speak to who are inundated by news cycles and press of who shot who, when and where and how, and of course with these kind of events, how much that's played. And for me, getting beyond the news cycles and trying to, as an artist and as a human, trying to see the people, as someone like Mahatma Gandhi would say, is the shared humanity, mm-hmm. and trying to see where that lies. Now, that's a really difficult thing to do in the face of a terrorist attack,
sure.
But I think it's very important to do. And so that research began. And of course, one of the most remarkable things about the attacks were that they intercepted some of the transcripts and the calls that took place between the handler and the terrorists on the ground. And so, it's a very rare and fascinating insight. And
It was overly exposed in the media in a way which was not too right. And
I agree.
So you got your dialogues and things from some of those transcripts, did you?
We did indeed. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
And how long did it take you to research the entire thing?
Oh boy! I mean, it really became endless, that research cycle, because I penned a first draft of the script, I think, in 2009, so mm-hmm. not that long after the attacks. But of course, more and more information and many more stories and recountings started to emerge out of it, and so I would continue my research, and I didn't want to stop just on understanding. You know, by research, I don't mean just knowing how, you know, who went where when, and you know, mm-hmm. who shot who, and the rest uh-huh. of it. It really is trying to understand, you know, why do the terrorists think they're here? Why, you know, what do these individuals believe they're turning up on the streets, and trying to find out the individuals themselves, what was motivating them. And so trying to get to that greater depth behind it. And some of those things, some of those things that Indians know well, but certainly Western audiences are unaware of. They don't understand the greater conflict that's been taking place between India and Pakistan, and some of the reasons why that exists. And so getting to some of those core issues too was really important. And so I thought that was, you know, we have to humanize our terrorists, as painful as that can be sometimes, to feel like we have to, mm-hmm. you know, to not just, people just want to say they're monsters, they're evil and they're terrible. But when we do that, I don't think we take personal responsibility for understanding how those instincts exist with, you know, it's a mechanism that exists in all of us. And if the right buttons are pushed, it's the potential that we can all descend to. And I think that that's, you know, that's something worth taking away, so that because I think that's the answer for nonviolence. That's sure. the way we get there.
I think you've got a very deep insight into India and Indians and the whole geopolitical history of that area.
Yeah,
and
<worked hard.
laughs> it sounds great. I'm a Mumbaikar, or a Bombayite, if you like.
Are you? Are? Yes,
absolutely. And so finally, who are the actors that you've cast in the film?
We have a wonderful cast. I mean, there is a wealth of talent here in Australia. You know, we're renowned around the world for punching well above our weight in terms of the talent we produce. And of course, we have such a strong, you know, Indian Australian community here. And so I was so pleased to, when I started conducting my auditions, at the quality of some of the young actors that came through, and that we ended up casting people like Kabir Singh and Kiran Kumar, who I think do a wonderful job in what are two really difficult roles in playing the terrorists themselves, and I think they're outstanding. Joseph Marler Taylor makes his debut as Sean, the Irish backpacker, and I think it's a phenomenal performance. And their keys, Igor Kramer is the young Turkish man. Salim is also wonderful. So yeah, I think we've got a really great ensemble cast, because the nature of the events, it is an ensemble piece.
Absolutely, sounds most fascinating, and little wonder then that it's a multiple award-winning film. I wish you all the best, and wish all the artists and actors all the best for the film.
Oh, thank you very much, Kumud.
Thank you
for having us. It's great.
Pleasure, absolute pleasure. Thank you.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं. SBS हिंदी को Facebook पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें.